Right, we're up to the Gemara, about 15 lines down. Just a quick halacha from actually really yesterday, today's daf also, yesterday's daf as well. We had discussed that if the Kayan messes up the Aveda, the Malika, after or part of the Aveda of the bird, after the Zrika is done, we said it's kosher. After you gazam, if it's kasher, one of the things we discussed, even if you mess up the mitzvah, if he does the mitzvah in the wrong place, that's the squeezing of the butt, that's like the shrayim. If he does it in the wrong place, or he doesn't do it properly, that's kasher, because even if he doesn't do mitzvah at all, it's kasher. We said that we're going to man number, that mitzvah is not makiv. We actually will have a man number in today's daf, we had earlier in the mesechta, that mitzvah dam, that second squeezing of the blood, is yes makiv. But in yesterday's daf, we're saying it's not makiv, and therefore if you mess it up, it won't be a concern. So this actually is a very relevant shayla, lech lemaisa. If something does not need to be done, but it's done in a wrong fashion,
it could be worse.
Exactly. It could be worse. It could be better if you didn't do it at all. So an example they give is the machlekes by a Megillah. A Megillah has to be written in ink. You have to write a Megillah on ink in parchment. What if part of the Megillah was just carved into the parchment? It was carved, but it wasn't written. So I think it's the carbon saddle. Some of the places can bring that. It's not an issue. Why it's not an issue? As long as we know Megillah could be read up to 50% of the Megillah by heart. If you have at least 50% of the Megillah written down and the remainder is read by heart, it's still kosher. So if you have a Megillah where part of it's carved in, it shouldn't be pichadish. If part of it's carved in, it shouldn't be any worse. Because let it be as if you didn't do anything at all, and that component will be read by heart, and therefore it's okay. That is his far. And therefore, yeah. Right, no, you're allowed to say part. I'm saying, I have to
say part, but the part you have to read has to be.
Oh, means, so is there, very good.
So
is there a detriment?
You're not reading at all. So
exactly. Is it worse to read from a non-kosher Megillah to read it by heart? That's really the shout. Similar to our idea. So, because it's fine, because it's no worse than reading it by heart. That's as far as comes along the. It's really, I mean, the Carbon Asano was earlier, but there's a Carbon Asano who says that we find elsewhere, like in the Torah, if you're missing one pasuk, I know this, if you're missing a pasuk in Sefer Torah, it could be the Sefer Torah is still kosher. But if there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, then it's problematic. I always thought if it's missing a pasuk, also it's possible, yeah. So I'm not sure maybe I'm going to this out of context, but it seems to be saying this concept that missing is better than the wrong thing. The wrong thing is worse, so the wrong thing could be more of an issue. L'mayis, they being a raya to the Pichadash Pesach from our Gemara, by Mitzvah Dam. We're talking about by carbon. We have a carbon over here. If you didn't do the mitzvah dam at all, we're saying it's kosher. And therefore, if you mess up the mitzvah dam, you do it in the wrong place, or you do something else related to the carbon wrongly, since the mitzvah dam is not makiv, therefore, we say that even something wrong will not be makiv. That'll be a riot to the prichadash, that once you don't need it, even if you do it in a wrong fashion, it's still okay. I can't think of any offhand, but for sure we've had other examples in this mesechta of the opposite, that if something could be not makiv, if you don't need to do it, but if you did it and you had a wrong machshava, or you did it wrongly, it would pass. We did, by the way, have another raya early in the mesechta by machshavas pigel. Right? We had right in the beginning, I think it was the fourth parak, we said that if a person has a machshavas pigel on avoid asam akiv, for example, the three zrikas of chatas, bechutz, the first zrik is makiv. Zrika 3, 2, 3, and 4 are not makiv. We said if a person has machshavas pigel on Zrika 2, 3, and 4, it will not become pigel. Again, he didn't have to do it, the Aveda, but he did it anyway. But if he did it and he has machshavas pigel, we're saying because he didn't have to do it, it will not make a puzzle. That would also be a similar idea to what we're saying in the Pichadish. Okay. Now, the Mishnah spoke about Eilos Saif. Our Gemara is going to quote a long brisa, from the longest brises I can recall. It literally goes right to the bottom of the Zamed. A brisa explaining, elaborating on Eilos Saif. Tana Rabbanu. Ve'kvivai, the Pasuk says ve'kvivai. I'll quote the Pasuk actually in its entirety. It's important because we're going to quote different components of the Pasuk. Ve'kvivai akayen elam esbeach umalak es reishay ve'hikter amesbeach ve'nimtsa damay akir mesbeach. The Pasuk says the kayen should bring the bird close to the mesbeach, do malika on its head, and he should mark there on the mizbeach, and then being matzoi is dam, squeeze the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Notice it put the aktara before the mitzvah. You can't do aktara before the mitzvah. Once you mak to the animal, the bird, there's no way for you to do aktara, for you to do, sorry, mitzvah afterwards. The Gemara will address that diet shortly. So, tarabam. Vikriva, it says the kind should bring the bird close to the mizbeach. Matamal vikriva, if you should remember vikriva, What is it saying, Vikrivay? Because it says earlier in the pasuk, the prior pasuk. I mean, what's the first question? First of all, Rashi elaborates. The first question is by mincha. We know there's idea of hagasha, of touching the mizbeach with the mincha. By birds, there is no such din. So, what is vikriv? What does vikriv mean if there isn't a din? Or was that? Or the, was that what the pasuk means? Touch the birds to the mizbeach or not? Therefore, the Gemara explains. Here's what vikriv is telling me. It says vikriv b'nei yayna. It says you should bring clothes from tayrim b'nei yayna. That's the. The reason, by the way, we don't really focus on this, but Tayrim are older doves, and Bnei Yayna are young pigeons. And the way to remember it is Bnei Yayna, right? So by the doves, we're particularly makbid on older, and by Bnei Yayna, makbid on younger. So totally side point. The Machlokes Ramban and Rambam, why that is. Ramban seems to learn very simply that the older doves are very faithful to each other, and that's why their choice was, right? They're faithful. They don't mate with other birds. And I guess the younger pigeons haven't yet strayed yet, so therefore, young pigeons and older doves. That's the Ramban learns. Rambam seems to say that it's because that's the choicest time of that carbon. The choicest time of the bird, of the doves when it's larger, and of the pigeons when it's younger. And Ramban takes issue because in the Metzias, he seems to say that the young pigeons are not the choicest time of the bird. Okay, but the point is that it's interesting to know doves are particularly when they're older, and the Bnei Yayna when they're younger. But the Gemara is being medayik, both of them are plural. Which we know this, usually often we talk about bringing a set of birds. So Yacham Sad of Aif, a person pledges to bring Aif. Eilos Aif, we said you can bring it Elsa Chiev, right? As part of a Chiev of Yeledes, Zava, Metzaira. Or it could be as a donation. Yacham Sad of Aif, Layivchas Meshay Predim. I would think that one who pledges to bring a bird, Eilos Nedava, Aif, he has to bring two birds, he can't bring one. Tamalam Vikrivai. The Vikrivai was the Diak is the Lashon Yachid. Afilu Peridachas, even one bird, Yavi, he's allowed to bring one bird by itself. So that's the drasha from the word Vikrivai. We're not talking about Hagasha of the bird Mizbech. We're talking about singular being, you're allowed to bring a single bird by itself. El Mizbech, Matamalamer, what's telling Yamizbech? No, sorry. El Mizbech, it brings to the Mizbech, we understand. Matamalamer Kayan. What's the pasuk stressing with the word kain? Like for the kain to say the malik has before my kain she yachavali dinner because you think you have a kavachemer umat sain shekavle tzafain by animals kachi kachim animals sain ayla what's halacha you have to check the animal in the tzafin of the zara like kavle kain yet the shechita does not have to perform my kain we know shechita is kasher bizarre it doesn't need a kain so ayif shle kavle tzafin a bird where there is no kavias for tzafin remember we've spoken about doing the shechita near the Mizbeach, by the Chatasayif, around the Mizbeach, and we're going to see by the bird, actually have to do it on the Mizbeach, we'll see, but the point is, no din of Tzafayin, there's no chi of Tzafayin over there, so if there's no Tzafayin, so it's not so chashev, not so chamer, I would say certainly, in addition to Kayin, it doesn't need a Kayin, Tam Leimer, Ha Kayin, Likvalekayin, therefore the Pasuk says Kayin, to be Kaveya a Kayin. Now, the Gemara actually is going to, I don't want to say argue on the Joshua we just did in the very same Brisa. Gemara is going to build up off this Joshua because it really it's not necessary. I'll tell you why right now. The reason why the Joshua is not really necessary is because we just mentioned a moment ago the Chatasef can be done anywhere around the Mizbeach, preferably southwest corner where you can do the Zrika. The Eilos Aif has to be done on top of the Mizbeach. A Zar cannot go on top of the Mizbeach. So it's a discussion the market about to come up whether Eilos Aif is on the ledge, on the Seviv, or on top of the Mizbeach proper. But either way, a Zar can't be there. So you don't need a special drasha to say that it has to be performed by a kayin. A zar can't be there anyway. We'll see in a moment what we do with that buildup. Let's see. Yachim l'kenem b'zaken. I would think it's required. A knife is required for the malika. Well, I'm not sure why we would call malika then, but whatever malika is different than a regular shechita would have to be with a saken. V'dinu. Again, it would make sense from a kal v'chomer. Sorry? But that's the shechita bird all over is always one simon. That's called a shechita, right? I'm not sure with what uniqueness would get the shame as a malika. Okay. V'dinu umam shchita shle kavlei kayin kavlei kli madach shchita, which did not have a kvias of a kayin. Yet there's kvias of a kli malika shekavlei kayin ain't a din shikvlei kli madach shchita where there's no din need of a kayin we spoke out. Yet it requires a kli. So malika which requires a kayin certainly should require a kli. Tamaleimar hakayin umalak. Therefore the pasuk puts together hakayin umalak. It's not really two words together, but the pasuk says. V'krivay hakayin al mizbech umalak. What's the drasha? The Gemara explains. Amar v'kiva v'chisal daitach shidar kar v'gam mizbech. Was there ever a havamina that a zer could do the malik on the mizbech? A zer can't go on the mizbech anyway. Elamata malak kayin. And we're going to see. Like, we already spoke out, but we'll see in a few lines from now at the avodah is taking place on the mizbech itself. Elamata malak kayin. If that's the case, what's the pasuk saying? Kayin shte malik abas mishak kayin. It means the kayin should do with his body as opposed to with a knife. So if you noticed, we said before that the drasha that has to be a kayin right, for the Malika, as opposed to a Zar, we're really saying now that we don't need that drasha that we just said 5 lines ago, because I could derive it just logically. Only a Kayan could be on the Mizbeach, not a Zar. And therefore, we're now using, we're taking that same word Kayan, and we're darshaning the Kayan Umalak, that has to be the Kayan doing Malika with his body, namely with his thumb, as opposed to with a Kli. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, but the Kabbal Chamer from a Kli doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
The Shkita needs, if it doesn't have a Kli, you can't have Shkita without a knife. Unless you're not talking the Kli, he's talking about the knife, obviously. The Kabbal Chamer has to be with it.
Well, let's go back. So I really left that important Rashi. Maybe this is what's bothering you. Rashi says that your kavli kli, it's Gemara on daf Tzadik Zayin, where it says by the Akeda, Vayikach Esa Machelas. The Avinu took the Machelas, he took the knife to perform the Shechita. We learn from there that, let's say, Shechita needs a proper kli. Just any sharp apparatus, which is not a kli, is not good for Shechita. So I'm sorry, I left it out. So Shechita requires a kli proper. And therefore, I'd have a kal v'chaymer that Malika should for sure require a kli, because it needs a kayan, it needs a kli proper. The answer is that it doesn't, it needs the kayan, because the whole kayan is extra. Because you don't got to tell me you need a kayan, we know you need a kayan, and therefore saying it means you need the body of the kayan to perform the Malika, namely Malika with the thumb. Yachal mekenem b'mal me'mata. I would think Malika could be performed whether above the red line or below the red line. This, we're not talking about the Zriki, we're talking about the actual performance of the Malika. Tamalaymer or Malik Vehikter, therefore puts together Malik Vehikter, Akhtar Bresh Mazbeach, Ma Akhtar Bresh Mazbeach, Af Malika Bresh Mazbeach. Just like the Akhtar is on top of the Mazbeach, so to the Malika has to be on top of the Mazbeach. Malak, we'll explain what that is in a moment. What does it mean on top of the Mazbeach? Malak, Shteh Malika Mamul Ayrf. When it talks about Malika, we say the Malika needs to be from the back of the animal's neck, not from the front. Atay Mamul Ayrf, is it from the back, from the nape? Ayin Elamat Safar, it's from the throat. Vidinu. The Gemara says, I have again a way to learn that this is from Gezer Shava. Nemar kanu malak v'nemar lanu malak. Mal alam mamul eirif av kamam leirif. It says by chatasayif umalak, it says by elasayif umalak. By chatasayif we know, it says clearly in the pasuk, you do it mamul arpay. That's the pasuk, mamul arpay, from the back of the neck. By chatasayif it's black and white in the pasuk. So too by elasayif, it says umalak as well, and we're saying that it must mean, where's the malika taking place? It starts from the back of the neck, elasayif. Fractimar, we know, by chatasayif, the din is you do not separate all the way. Remember we said yesterday, machlokes Rashi Rambam, where that means you don't shech both simanim, very good, or it means you don't actually sever the head from the body on top of the two simanim. Either way, by chatasayif, we say lo yavdil, and by elasayif, it is yavdil, says Gemara. Imal havlan, you learn ilasayif from chatasayif that you do the malika from the back. Maybe you also learn out meilik veinam avdil avka meilik veinam avdil. Say by ilasayif also you should be meilik and not be mavdil, just like chatasayif, because you learn after gzeishav. And that the funny thing is the pasuk does say. The pasuk says mavdil. We'll see, but the question is if you have gzeishav, maybe we should learn. Sorry. The pasuk specifies by chatas that you're not mavdil, but it doesn't specify by ayla. So maybe learn out the ayla sa'if, you're not mavdil. Answers the Gemara, afka malik v'ne mavdil, tamalemer umalik v'hikter. The pasuk says you should do malika and be makter. Makter, harish l'atzma, v'kuf l'atzma. Just like by Akhtara, the head and the body is separate, which we'll see in 2 lines. We don't know this yet. The Gemara is going to bring a proof that there's a separate pasuk of the Akhtara of the ayif and a separate pasuk of the body, and a separate pasuk v'akhtar of the head, so we see it's separate. So af malika, reish l'atzmei, v'aguf l'atzmei, so to by the malika of the eilas eif, the head and the body is separate. U'menayin shekhtar sereish, v'atzmei, v'aguf l'atzmei, we're talking to see the akhtara of the head and the body separate, to learn out that the malika is separating the head and the body. Shenemar, v'hiktar eisai, it says the pasuk v'hiktar eisai, harei akhtara seguf amr, it says v'hiktar eisai, that is referring to the akhtara of the guf. And then the pasuk we just quoted, Hamani Mikayim Hiktar Mizbecha, Haktar Sarash Kasma Dabr, so Victor Isai, that's talking about the Guf, and Victor Victor Mizbecha, that's referring to the Haktara of the Reish, so I have separate psukim for the Haktar. By the way, these are both psukim, two psukim apart, again, in the first parak of Vayikra. Pasuk Yidzayin and Pasuk Tezvav. Okay. Vinim Tzadamai, Bryce continues. He does squeeze out the blood. What do we learn from there? Kule, it means all of the blood. Why? Because had it been some of the blood, it would have said v'nimtza midamai. But the fact that it says v'nimtza damai means all the blood. I'll care, and that's alach l'maisa, but it's l'chadchila. If you don't do it all the blood, you still get to the karb medievet. But l'chadchila is preferable to squeeze out all the blood from the body and from the head. V'nimtza kule, I'll care mizbeach, on the wall mizbeach, v'le I'll care keves, not on the wall. The ramp, this mimics, like some other stuff we have in this price, it mimics the price we get, say, b'chatasayif, you do it on the wall, the mizbeach, not on the wall, the ramp, V'leikir Heichel, not on the wall of the Heichel. If you remember yesterday, we had another one. V'leikir Ulam, not on the wall of the Ulam. And the Shidu Mekabetzes, six in here too. V'ezes, that's which wall are we talking about? Which wall of the Mizbech are we talking about? Zekir Elyon. We're talking about the upper wall. As opposed to Chat HaSoif, which is done on the bottom half of the Mizbech, from below the red line, the Eil HaSoif is done on the upper wall above the red line. Maybe it's done below the red line, this Eil HaSoif. V'dinu, and the Gemara says, it's logical. You can make Kavach Haimer that would tell me you should do the Eil HaSoif below the red line. Why is that? From Behemoth Taif. Ma behemah shechatas lamala ilas lamata madach by behemah by animals where the chatas of a behemah is above the red line. It's on the corners of the mizbeach. Tronis. Yet the ilas behemah is lamata by behemah. The ilas lamata. Sorry. Yet the ilas behemah is lamata below the red line. So if shechatas lamata by a bird where the chatas is lamata, the chatas that was lamala by behemah is below by a bird. So in addition, ilas lamata. So certainly the ilah bird would be b'mata. That's a nice kavachemer. Tamalemer umalak v'hiktiv and imtzadame. The pasuk says, "You do malika." We made this even read the pasuk right when we started. You do malika haktara, and then mitzadam squeeze out the blood. That's impossible. After you do haktara, the animal's burnt up. You can't do mitzadam. Is it possible that after you do haktara, you then do mitzah? Can't be. Ella, the pasuk teaches me a message. Leimalach maktar b'reshem mizbeach af mitzah b'reshem mizbeach. It must be the pasuk telling me that just like haktara is b'reshem mizbeach, so to the mitzah, the squeezing the blood is b'reshem mizbeach. We're comparing, we're juxtaposing the Akhtara and the Mitzvah to let me know that the location for the Mitzvah Dam is near the location of the Akhtara, namely on top of Mizbeach. Therefore, I know that's above the red line for the Eila. Now the Mark elaborates. Ha-ketzad. So, what is the process talk of doing the Eila Saif? Eila, I can't explain it, the Saif. He goes up the ramp, and according to his first pshat, he turns on the Saif. He doesn't go all the way up the ramp to the top of Mizbeach. He turns on the Saif on the ledge. Ubala Karen Dram is Mizrach, goes to the southeastern corner, like we've discussed. Hayamalik as Reish, that's by the way, southeast corner we said that's closer to the place where he can throw the crop and the feathers, right? The deshen. He goes to the southeastern corner. Hayamalik as Reish Mil Arpa. He does Malika from the back of its neck, from the nape, Umavdil, and by we're talking about the El Saif, so he is indeed Mavdil, which means again, either severing it totally, separating the head from the body, or doing two simanim. Umamatsa Madama El Kira Mizbeach. He does mitzvah from its blood on the wall of the Mizbeach. Now, he's standing on the Saif. The Saif, we know, was 6 amas up off the ground. The red line was 5 amas up off the ground. So even if he does Malika on the Saif, if he leans down and beneath his feet, he bends and puts the blood on the wall under his feet, as long as it's up to an amma, which is still above the Saif, above the red line, it's okay, it's still in the upper half. So it's kasher. This is my number. Imaslamatam raglav afilu amma, up to an amma, still kshera. That's all according to the Tanakhama. They say no. The Malika was taking place on top of the Mizbeach, not on the ledge. So everyone said, my benayah, what's the machlekes? Meaning, there's really two questions. My benayah can have two taiches. We're going to have an argument today, both. My benayah can mean literally, what's the nafkamin between them? What's the difference? Or my benayah can mean, we know there's a difference. Clearly, there's an argument over here. One thing, it's got to be on the ledge, and one thing, it's got to be on top of Mizbeach. My benayah can be, what's the difference in source? What's the source of their machlekes, not what is the machlekes the source. Over here, it's actually kind of a combination of both, because over here, we don't know yet for sure that Rav Nechemiah Rav Yaakov is saying that if you do the shechita on the ledge, it's puzzle. They didn't see that clearly. They said the place of shechita is on top of the mizbeach. What if it was on the ledge? Is it puzzle? And flip side, according to Tanakhama, if it was on top of the mizbeach, it's supposed to the ledge, is it puzzle? L'chay or not? So really, we're really asking both, not just what the source is. We want to redefine, clearly define what the machlekes is. My benayo, avayu, Eisa maracha al gabe seiv v'kamenar. The machlekes is whether you can make a maracha on the seiv. So it's very nice, a very geshmak of pesha on the machlekes. It means like this. We, because it says v'hiktir umatzei, next to each other, we're learning out that the mitzvah dam has to be near a place of aktara. Reb Nechemia and Reb Lezer and Yaakov hold, where is aktara? The aktara is only on top of the mizbeach. Since the aktara is only on top of the mizbeach, by definition, the malika could still be on the seiv. Like we were pointing out before, they're not saying the way I understand it, the Malika can't be in the Saif. But the mitzi of the blood cannot be underneath the ledge, even though it's above the red line. Why? Because since you're far from the Makam Akhtara, the Akhtara is on top of the Mizbeach, and you're on the ledge, and now you're doing the mitzi below the ledge, it's too far that you can't do. So the Malika could be on top of the Mizbeach, and he just does mitzi on the side of the Mizbeach, or standing on the Saif, and he does mitzi on the side of the Mizbeach. They're not arguing on the place of the Malika, they're saying the L'chil place on top of the Mizbeach, but they're not disagreeing that the Saif could be a place of the Malika, they're disagreeing that below this, not the Saif, sorry, the Saif, that below the Saif, below the ledge, above the Chutah Sikra, the red line, but they're disagreeing that below the Saif, above the Chutah Sikra, that they're saying is not good. And the Tanakhama was saying that no, that he could, not only do you do Malika on the Saif, on the ledge, the mitzvah adam could be on the on in between the Chuta Sikra and the Seviv on the wall. And what's the logic? Why is he arguing? Because he holds you could put a maracha on the ledge, it would still be kosher. That's the source. We're saying the source of the machlokes is if a maracha, if a little fire was put on the ledge and set on top of the mizbeach, would that work for Akhtara? The Tanakhama is saying that yes, it would. Since it would work for Akhtara, even though it's not where the maracha is right now, but that renders the area from the Chuta Sikra to the Seviv still close enough to a Makkah maracha, so it fits the pasuk of a hikdir umitze. It's right next to each other. It's good enough. Whereas Rav Nechemya and Rav Elazar Yaakov hold that you can't do a maracha on the seviv. Since you can't do a maracha on the seviv, the mitzvah can't be right below the seviv, and therefore the mitzvah has to be from above the seviv to the top of the mizbeach. Again, the malika, the way I understand it, can still be on the seviv, but the mitzvah has to be from the seviv and above, and not below the seviv. Not just good enough to be above the chutz sukkah. Okay, balei leguf. Back to the Mishnah. So that was the end of the Brisa. That whole Amma that we just said almost was all that Brisa on Eilat Zayif. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, which again further elaborates Eilat Zayif. We say came to the body of the bird, takes out the crop and the feathers and the intestines that come with it, and he throws it onto the deshin over there, right on the eastern side of the ramp on the deshin. Now we have a machlekes. It seems on the face value to be a three machlekes. The first one want to make it a two machlekes, but there seems to be three machlekes exactly this process of cutting out the crap and the feathers. Tanabon. Face says Marasa Benoit Sasa. What does that mean? Zu Zefek. That is the crap. That's where the crap is where the stomach starts, where the midway down from the esophagus to the stomach is where the food starts to be stored and / disintegrated into the intestines. Yochli Yaktiv is Akiv. I would think he takes a knife and cuts out the crap only. But if he does with a knife, just a surgery, he won't be taking the feathers and the skin. He can just get in there and just take out that body part. Of the that part of the bird, tamlema b'neitzasa. B'neitzasa means with the feathers. Neitlasa, neitza ima. You take the feathers with it, so we learn that you're cutting out the skin, the feathers, and the crop altogether. That is the Tanakhama. No, neila v'neitla kukuvanima. I said no. It's a machlokes. If he's saying no, he's just adding. You take it with the kukuvanima means the gizzard. Meaning the way the Farshim explained this, he's teaching the word neitzasa means the bottom of the stomach. The gizzard comes with. So neitzasa does not mean the feathers. According to this, it means the gizzard. In which case, what does that mean you're doing? That means you're not. Again, the simple understanding is he's arguing, saying that you're not taking the feathers at face value. What's the word neitzasa coming to include? The gizzard. So you're taking more of the insides, but he's disagreeing with whether you're taking the outside. And then we have a third shita that seems to be saying more restrictive than both. To be a Bishmal Tana, b'neit sasa, with its feathers, b'neit sashala, you take it with the feathers, but the feathers only, meaning, kaidra b'sak and kamen aruba. You have to take precisely, so he's going back to like the Tanakam saying take the feathers, but he's saying you use a knife, and you cut out like a window. So you cut out very specifically the area around this crop, you take the skin and the feathers around it, and the crop itself, but you don't take any extra. I mean, according to the first opinion, you're not using a knife per se, so you could be taking out a little extra feathers, a little extra skin. According to this opinion, you're not taking any extra. So at face value, it seems to be three shitas, and the problem is, besides being three shitas, which some of the first will explain there, Bishmal is really just explaining Tanakama. So it's two shitas, not three. The problem is, none of those shitas, three, seem to go like our Tana of our mission. The Tana of our mission seem to say, take out the feathers, with the crop, with the skin, with the gizzard, and even whatever comes with it, we said. That would seem to be more than any of these shitas, exactly. So some want to say that, Enchami, that Abiyes Mechainen is the one that fits with our mission. Abiyes Mechainen, when he was saying take out the gizzard, he wasn't saying to the exclusion of feathers, he means together the feathers, so it wouldn't be four shitas, it would be Abiyes, or three shitas, Abiyes Mechainen would be the Tanav Mishnah as a separate Machlaikis discussion in the Rishainim. We'll leave it for now, but that's the topic of discussion there. Okay. Top of Ambeis. Shisal Hivdil. He split the bird open, maybe like we said, like he butterflies the bird without actually ripping it in half. Tana banam v'shisa ain shisa biyad shisa means with the hand. V'chein arim, like it says by Shimshon Agiber v'shaseo b'shas kishas agdi. He tore open the lion the way a person could tear open a gdi, a kid goat, right? Nothing else in his hands. No kalim. He tore it open with his hands. So we see lashon shisa with the hand. So too in chumash by the eila seif, you're opening it, splitting it open with the hand before you throw it onto the fire on the mizbeach. Loi hasas amura. We said in the Mishnah that if he didn't remove the crap, then the carbon's kosher. Why? Because what stage is removal of the crap? After the mitzvah, after the original zrika. So therefore, it's kosher. But we said, if he didn't separate the head from the body, in the case of an oila, or he did separate the head from the body in the case of a chatas, oif, we said, but that's possible because those are activities that were done incorrectly before the zrika, right? So again, if he doesn't remove the crap that's done after the shechita, the malika, and the zrika of the dam, it's not makiv, and therefore it doesn't make an issue. It's what we touched on before, actually, earlier today. That's when we said our halach of the day. That's something which is not makiv, even if you do it wrong, it won't pass the carbon. If he severs the head by a chadas, which he wasn't supposed to, or he doesn't sever the head by an oila, which he is supposed to, since those are avodas that are done before this week, a carbon wasn't kosher yet, that would render the carbon possible. Okay. Who seems to say a cryptic statement that's against the pasuk? Etanya, Amar Blazer Rav Shimon, Shemati Shemavdi Bechatas Aif. I heard that you could separate Bechatas Aif. The first will explain. Avad Rav Blazer Rav Shimon agrees. The pasuk Chumash says V'layavdil, that there's a lav. You're not supposed to separate Bechatas Aif. What he means is, I heard that if you separate Bechatas Aif, it won't render the carbon pasul. If you have a chatas aif and the guy doing malika, the kayan, he separates the head, severs it from the body. So even though the pasuk says not to sever it, avada, he doesn't discreet the pasuk, it will not render the current pasul. That's what he heard. My beinayu, here is a case where my beinayu doesn't mean what's a machlekes. It's very clear machlekes. We said till now, severing the head pasuls it. He's saying it doesn't pasul. We mean exactly the source. My beinayu, what's the source of the machlekes? Amrav chizda, what's the logic, I should say, behind the machlekes? Machlekes is, of machlekes we've had throughout the masechta already. Mitzichatas of makavik beinayu. Machlekes is where the meat is makav. I mean, let's think for a second. We're talking about a case where he did malika, and some of the blood already went on the side of the mizbeach. And the question is now, the mitzvah is still left over, the mitzvah adam, the squeezing of the blood, like the shirayim element, is that makiv or not? If it's makiv, then... Exactly. If it's ma'akiv, then what happens is you're still doing integral avaida of the carbon. You're doing integral avaida. You mess up. It's going to be puzzle. Our Tana Mishnah held mitzvah ma'akiv. Says the Gemara. Let's see inside. Tana comes to savar mitzvah chatzayif ma'akiv. The mitzvah the chatzayif is ma'akiv. V'kiv the mitzvah ma'akiv. Since the mitzvah ma'akiv, the squeezing of the blood is ma'akiv. Kav ma'isa oil b'chatzayif. He's doing the act of oil by severing the head on a chatzayif. And therefore, he's rendering it possible. Blazer b'shimon tzavar mitzvah chatas ayif le'makiv u'machatach b'smamu. You stop cutting blood. Stop cutting blood. I should say the mitzvah of the chatas ayif is not makiv. So therefore, once he did the malika and did that first rika, if he was to sever the rest of the head, that wouldn't be an issue because even though you're not supposed to lechatchila, it's not an issue because you've already finished the carbon. Exactly, you're done. You're kosher, and therefore, it's just cutting basar. You're not going to pasul it. That's explanation one. There's going to be three explanations of the machlokes. We're going to do the second one now, and the third one we'll do in mitzvah tomorrow. So the first explanation of the machlokes was said by Rav Chizda, whether or not mitzvah of the dam of the chatas eif is ma'akiv, and by severing the head after zrika, prior to mitzvah, if that's enough to render the current puzzle. That's explanation number one. Rav Amar, explanation number two in the machlokes, shia besimen sheni belas eif ikminayo. What if he paused by the second simen of elas eif, that's the machlokes, meaning... We know when you do a shechita of an animal, you're not supposed to pause. If you pause, exactly, you have to go right through. If you pause, it renders the shechita pasul. Malika was saying by Eif, what do you have to do? Both simanim. Two simanim, exactly, very good. Shechita of a bird, you pointed this out yesterday, is only needs one simon. So mitzvah shechita, one simon is enough. What if you pause in the malika between the first and second simon? Do we say that since the din of Eif is to have both simanim, a pause in the middle is problematic, like a pause by cutting the two simanim of a hema is problematic? Or do you say no? The shechit of a bird, one simon sufficient. There's a din by Malika of Aif, of Eila Saif, I should say. Malika of Eila Saif needs two simonim. Chata Saif only needs one. So since Malika of Eila Saif needs two, do we say over there, it's just a din, and it's not makiv the pause? Or do we say it becomes part of its shechita, its Malika, and the pause is makiv? Very shmaka machlekes. Right. There's actually a machlekes Rishonim, the first being down. There's a machlekes Rishonim, if Bechlal, the idea of by Malika, if it passes this psul of pausing, Machlokes Rashba and the Ran, and they bring a clear raya from Rav Asvar to the Ran. The Ran says yes. Rashba says no. The Ran says that yes, pausing is an issue. I don't know if it's just between the simanim. That's why I laid it down just now. Even if you pause in the middle of a simon, it's also a problem. It's not so much the between the simanim, it's a pause during shechita.
So the din malika can be one simon. The difference between an aif between an oil and a chatas is
correct.
One
too, but correct.
That's
one of the shittas. That's the machlekes here. Or do we say once that's the shaila is pausing a psul? Once that's his din, any pausing is a psul. Or is it? You're right. From a tarfus perspective, if the issue is tarfus, it would seem to be logical, like the number says, that it's not a concern when there's two simanim because one simon alone is enough. I mean, b'chal malika anyways would be considered an avela from a tarfus concern. But okay, let's see inside. Rav Amar shia b'simon sheni b'elos oif ik benayu. The machlekes is pause by the second simon elos oif. Tanakam savar. Shia b'simen sheni b'elos oif le'makiv or le'pasla, it won't pasl. Pause does not pasl. V'yafagav d'shai ka'ovin. Now, one second, but before you go further, our machlekes was b'chatas oif. We had a discussion about Chatas Oif. If you sever it all the way, if it's the problem. The Pasuk says don't sever it. And came along, I think it was Rav Shimon, who came along and said that what? That if you sever it all the way, yeah, not a problem, which we said. Doesn't mean Lechatchila. Rav Shimon is saying, but yeah, it's not a problem. What's the Machlokes? We're coming to explain Machlokes Chatas Oif, and Rav took us to Eilos Oif. Explains the Gemara like this. If he pauses by Eilos Oif, it doesn't passel it. So it's like this. The reason why it's possible by Chatas Oif, if he does both simanim, is because we're talking about a case, the Machlokes is in a case where he paused. He did simon number one by Chatas Oif. He paused, and now did simon number two. If you hold by an Eilos Oif that doesn't passel, then what am I doing by Chatas Oif? I'm doing that Vaida that would be kasher of being mavdil by Eilos Oif. And therefore, passel is my Chatas Oif. The passel is Le'avdil. What's considered Yavdil? If I do the act that I'm supposed to be doing by Eilos Oif, if I do by Chatas Oif, how is it considered that act? If by Eilos Oif it wouldn't passel, then it's considered an act of Eilos Oif. But if you tell me pausing by Eilos Oif is a passless, so then by Chatas Oif, if I did Simon A, pause, and then Simon B, what am I doing? I'm just making an incision after I did my Malika, but Malika's already done. Because a pause starts my Malika anyway, even my Eilos Oif. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is talking about a case where he paused, and he says over there it's not a problem, because by Eilos Oif it would be no good, because essentially he's machmer called by Eilos Oif, that pausing is a problem. So by Chatas Oif, pausing will be the savior. Whereas Tanakh Amel, by pausing by Eilos Oif is not a problem, so therefore if he pauses by Chatas Oif and does both, it would be the problem of being mafil seen inside. It's like the Gemara, even though he's pausing, it's considered if he's not doing a ma'aseh el bechatas, and that renders a puzzle. That's not a kama. Rav Elazar ben Shimon, who says that by chatas if you do both b'di'evet, it's not a problem. Aye, what happened to Le'avdil? He suffered puzzle because he holds by Eilos Oif pause does puzzle. V'kivin d'shai, since pausing puzzles mechatech basa ba'amu, since by Eilos Oif pausing puzzles, so pausing by chatas Oif would render, once you pause, you finished your malika, because you can't continue anymore, and now that you cut more, oh, you're cutting basar balma. Again, that's what we want to get to, that comes to Elazar ben Shimon. We view the cutting the second simon as cutting basar balma, and therefore it wouldn't be considered a psul of layavdil. It's past the zman of being over layavdil, and the carb remains kosher. Abaye gives the third test, which is read the words, but we're not going to go through it because it goes on to the next time until then, the paragraph actually. Abaye Amar, Roiv basar makif ikabinayo. The machlekes between, the source of the machlekes between Elazar ben Shimon and Tanakama, whether or not the chatas is possible when you cut both simanim, is whether or not you mechuyev to cut all the meat, the flesh, the skin around the simanim, around the bird's neck. That's the source of machlekes, which is really a discussion further. We'll pick it up, Mitzchem, tomorrow.